Blog Talk Radio.
There was a time I truly believed that I could do it on my own. But all that I found at the end of that road is that concept for me was all wrong. But I found a Savior who turned me around, and He placed His love on me, and I will trust Him, yeah.
So much for tuning into the Next Chapter Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows and others who have lost a special loved one. I hope that all is well with you tonight. And thank you, everyone that came out this week, this past weekend, at our luncheon at the Magnolia Room. We had a small group, but we had a great time. And it was nice and good food and good fellowship. So thank you all that came out this past weekend. And I hope that when the 19th anniversary comes up in less than 30 days, that you guys will turn out in groves. And what I would like to request for you to do, please bring a widow with you. Don't come alone. Bring a widow with you. At our 19th anniversary this coming September 17, less than 30 days from now. So I hope that I can depend on you to do just that. We're going to have our anniversary at the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church in their gymnasium. We are going to do social distance. We do require masks. For you to mask up. Also, we are going to be having our anniversary. We will have a speaker, but we're going to do a workshop. And our workshop will be geared to our 20th year anniversary next year, 2023. So please come out and support. And we have some giveaways that we're going to be giving away to. We're going to have some, we definitely will have food, but we, because the church doesn't want to serve anything, we are going to have boxed lunches. Boxed lunches, well, it will be very tasty with everything is going to be boxed, so we won't have to give out anything, so because of the pandemic. But it's going to be casual this year. I mean, casual. You can come in jeans if you want to. Just don't come in shorts, I will say, and a halter top, all like that. But you can come very casual, anyway, or pretty, not anyway, casual. Instead of dressing up with high heels or whatever the case may be. And our colors are purple and silver. You don't have to wear those colors, but if you have some casual color, please wear it. Be comfortable. So, but next year, oh yeah, we want you to get dressed up and hats and gloves or whatever. I mean, dressed up for our 20th anniversary. So we're going to really do it big next year. So just get ready for that. And I'm going to need all of your participation in that 20th. And we want to have it at a bigger and nicer location when our 20th comes. So everything is going to be casual for our 19th. It's going to be in a gymnasium, going to be social distance, and you must mask up. Going to go ahead and get that out at the beginning. And definitely you'll be talking about that, I mean, throughout the next year until next year this time. But this year, I want you to turn up also. I want you to come and bring a widow with you, because this workshop is going to be very meaningful, encouraging, and so many different ways. So we want you there as well. So I know each one of you know a widow and some widows because of how people are leaving this world, going to a better place, because this world has been crazy. You know, I'm not ready to go yet, but they don't have to worry about all the different things that are going on now. And I know you know what I'm talking about, because like I say, when you watch the news, you get a little scary about different things that you're hearing, because you don't want that to happen to you or your family. But thank you so much for tuning into our show. And of course, everybody knows I'm Mary Hollis, your host. And we also posted that picture, a group picture, on the Facebook page. So just knowing that you can always go to the Facebook page for up-to-date information regarding our ministry. We do not have a website. We're going to get a website put together. We had one, but some things happened, but we don't have them right now. But everything that you need to know about it, it is on our Facebook page, The Next Chapter Widows Ministry. Pictures and just different things that you can see what we have been doing in the last, not maybe a total of 19 years on the Facebook page, but a lot of the trips and different things that we have done, and even our anniversary. You can go on there and also encourage other people to go on there too, so they can see what we've been doing. Let me see if there's any other announcement before we get started. I'm trying to think now. I think that's the major thing that I wanted to mention to you. It's about our anniversary. I'm getting excited about it because God is good. I can't believe it's been 19 years Sheila and I have been doing this. But, you know, God has his way and his timing and also his choices of people to do it. But tonight, I want to talk about two words to remember. I want you to, if you can't remember, get a piece of paper and write it down, because these two words are very important. And let me tell you, I've used these words for the last, more than 20 years now. Let me see. I came here in 1979. it's been really close to 30 years I've been using this word. But, and because I went through some emotional, let me give you a little bit of history about this two words. I went through a lot of emotional, when I first came here, it wasn't the most pleasant thing when I came to Atlanta, Georgia. I went through a lot of different trials and tribulation, I would say, and emotional problems. But there was always a reason for that. And I can go back and look at it, and I see where God brought me here for a reason, from New York City to Atlanta. But you remember, I am from South Carolina, a way of spending 8 years in New York and coming to Atlanta. And I knew it was God who brought me here, and the things that he took me, I went through, but he was right there with me. And these two words helped me to get through it. The oddest thing is there were this lady who helped me through my emotions and my, it was trials and tribulation, because it was some trials that I went through. It was went through for a period of time. But I met her. It was just like she came, like an angel came, and she nursed me back together again, and she disappeared. That's how it was. And but this person was real. But she came into my life just when I needed her to. She gave me books to read that gave me the strength to continue to move forward, because I was very, very torn of the things that I went through. And she gave me these books to read. And for some reason, I was in the 20s, so you know how long it's been. I was in the late 20s when I came to Atlanta, and that's where time it happened. And now I'm 60. I don't mind telling my age. I'm 69 years old. I'm gonna be the big 70 next year. Big 70. And God is good all the time. But anyway, the things I went through, she came my way, and I know God sent her. And there was a lot of books that she told me she had that told me to start reading. And also, I went to Hillside Chapel. You guys know what there's a church called the Hillside. They're not called chapel. I think something the name has changed a little bit, but it's Hillside. And the founder, she passed away. What's her name? I can't think of her name right now. I wasn't thinking about talking about this, but this is what God wants me to lead to these two words. Oh, I see her face. She passed away last year during the pandemic. But anyway, what happened was then when I got to her, she was also in different, she had a bookstore, and she had lots of good books and so forth. And I don't know what happened to those books. That's the oddest thing. I misplaced those books. And one day, recently, about 2 months ago, a friend of mine who has a lot of spiritual books, which I'm going to be giving out some books for the anniversary, so you need to come, because I got tons of books that I'm going to be giving away, but only one book per person will be given. And while I was going through the books, it's a green book, by the way, and the name of it says Meet It With Faith. If you want a good book to read, and an easy reading book, you can read it really in a couple of days. Meet It With Faith, and it's by Martha Smock, S-M-O-C-K, S-M-O-C-K. It's a unity, unity, you know, unity, the daily word book. It's from, it was one of their writers, Martha Smock, and I love her books. I read several of her books, but this book I read, and it was so much good stuff in this book. And I think I mentioned to you guys before, another few words that I really live upon by saying all the time, be still and know that I am God. That's in this book also. It's an easy read book, and it's green. And when I was going through the different books that this friend of mine gave me, I saw this book. I said, oh my soul. I was just so excited because I didn't know what happened to mine. But I started going through the book again, and there's two words I'm going to tell you. Other than being still, be still and know that I am God, these two words I use, guess how many, how often I use this word? Just about every day. Because I depend on these two words, and it does work. I want you to try it and see how it works. I mentioned it to you before, but I'm going to tell you more about the two words. And it says, there are some key ideas that have a great deal of power. And these two words have a great deal of power. Just to think of them sets the law of good into motion. Guess what those two words are? Divine order. It is such a good idea. Perhaps this is an idea that works with effectively. Perhaps it's one that you need to give more thoughts to, that you need actively to lay hold on and use. Just the two words, divine order, are a blessing in themselves. They are an affirmation of faith that are a declaration that God is in charge, that God is at work. If you find that you do not easily remember long affirmation of truth, well, these two words are very simple and easy to remember. Divine order. That you can easily remember these two words and you can work wonders for, and it can work wonders for you. And I'm going to give you an example how I use it every day. When I pray in the morning or even during the day, I don't use it every day when I'm praying. But during the day, when I don't see my day as being in order, I said, Lord, give me divine order. Sometimes I'm dealing with, I'm praying about certain things. I'll say, give me divine order. More or less, if I have a lot of on a to-do list, and I really want to get most of these things done, I ask them for divine order. Divine order to mean divine, that you're asking God to give you order in your day. Now, sometimes if you start from the beginning and you have a little bit of confusion, something happens where it's not going. Just like I said, God, he makes your crooked way straight. That's what he does. It might not seem to be in divine order at the very beginning, but I'm going to tell you the truth. By the end of the day, everything that you ask God to put in order, it will be straight. That crooked road will get straight. By the end of the day, you're going to say, wow, I took care of all of that. And it wasn't confusing, nothing. It was maybe at the very beginning. But as the day goes on, you'll see how much order. Because you're giving God, you're asking God for order. Order in your life. Because how things are happening today, we definitely want order in our life. If you're taking a test, tell him to put it in order. And I'm going to read some stuff that what it says in these two words. When things go wrong on these days, when you feel as though you got up on the wrong side of the bed, and we know what that means, how needed is this idea of divine order? Before you let yourself sigh explain, it's just one of these days when everything seems to go wrong. Stop right there and silently, firmly, faithfully declare divine order. Give thanks that divine order is established in you, in all that you do, in the work of your hand, in your home, and your family. The trend of the thinking and feeling will be changed by the idea of divine order. Your day will be one to remember and bless. Try it. I want you to try it often, not one time. Try it often. Whenever you have all this confusion in your mind and body or soul, ask for divine order, and you're going to see by the end of the day, you're going to be smiling and say, thank you, Lord, for such a blessed day. When you work in the realization that you are under God's law of love, his law of good, that his divine order is established in and for you, you will find yourself functioning on a new level. Your mind is clear. Yes, your mind will get clearer because God is going to clear your mind to be able to handle what you want to be handled. Your body gets stronger. Your emotions are calm. You are able to meet everything with ease to accomplish all the things successfully. As you practice and use this word for divine order, I have my kids using the word divine order. And they know when I talk about, I said, ask for divine order in this day. They tell me what kind of work day that they're going to have or whatever. I always tell them, ask for divine order. And let me tell you, by the end of the day, it does work. So practice the simple two words. It's simple, but it's also divine. Divine order. That God is within your decision-making and the thing that you're going to be accomplishing that day. If you are getting ready for a trip or making vacation plans, it is most helpful to affirm divine order. You will not find yourself getting tense, tired, anxiety, about details as you affirm divine order to every step of the way. Keep knowing that as you make your plans and arrangements that divine order is established. Do you know, are you believing affirmation? There's so many affirmation out there. If you say it and believe it. Now, of course, if you say it and don't believe it, it's not going to happen. You got to believe it also. And just like I also mentioned another words, be still and know that I am God. It's more or less, are you being a situation? Be still. Because sometimes God needs for you to be still and know that he is God. And there's a reason why he wants you to be still sometimes. And I mentioned to you before, many of you may not just know the story when I worked in the bank. I had this man who didn't take a mental disturbed patient who did not take his medicine, came to the bank, pulled a knife on me, and I had to pray. And one of the things I prayed while in silence, be still and know that I am God. I needed to be still because the man was crazy. He was mentally crazy. And he had a knife next to my side. But he never tried to hurt me, even though he was trying to keep people away from him. Because his mind, he started accusing the bank of something. But that day, I prayed silently. Be still and know that I am God. Many of the co-workers could not understand why I was so calm. You know, I was praying. I was praying, but when they took that man away from my side, all the nerves and everything just came through my body. But I was calm during the time I needed to be still. But I'm going to tell you, I fell apart after that man left my side. The tears came down, the nerves and everything. But he kept me still when I needed to be. So affirmation, words, speaks. You can believe in it. Words does work. And in this book, if you decide to get it, it is a book that has a lot of affirmation in it. And these words does work. But let's go back to divine order. Let me get back to where I was. Let me see where I left off. Okay. Yes, divine order is established in many and in all my coming and going. That's what you need to always do. You're coming and going. Divine order makes easy, happy, and uncomplicated uncomplicated my way. Even If your home or place of business, you find yourself confronted with unfinished work that looms up depressingly before you, instead of looking at it all and thinking that you will never get it done. That's what you pray for, asking God for divine order to get that day to be done, the things that you want to do. Know that you are given the strength you need to accomplish what is before you. When you work in the knowledge that God is with you, that through him you can do all things, not some things, but all things. You are working in the spirit of divine order, and you do not find things hard or difficult. Everything seems to flow along. And that's what happens. As the day go on, it flows. It flows in place. You're crossing off on the to-do list. Divine order is the easy way and the way of light. When you stay with this idea of divine order, you can see it carries you through all kinds of situations, and it certainly does. I use it all the time. Try it. Anyone who holds firmly to faith and must, you got to believe in it too. You got to have faith in order for it to work in divine order. To prove the power of God can bring forth right and good answers where no solution seems possible. God's love, God is all good, and God is justice. If it seems that you you are being unjustly treated, that some people or situation are deprying you of what belongs to you, do not let yourself believe in the appearance, but declare divine order. You can trust God's perfect law of good. Divine order is being established. So just know this does really work. It's only the 3 more minutes I have. But if you want to, let me go over this book again. The name of it is Meet It With Faith by Martha Smock, S-M-O-C-K. And you'll see once you pull up, you can go on Amazon. She has other books. And also you can call the Unity. If you have Daily Word, you can call them and they can pretty much, I think they still have these books. This is an old book. It's let me see, what year was it published? 1966. But it's such a good, she has 3 other books. It's called Halfway Up the Mountain, Turning Point, and Listen Below. I know I don't know what happens with those books. You know, when you move, things happen and you get rid of stuff or lose stuff as well. So that's what I think would happen. But this book is a small book, but it gives you so much. Some of the titles is You Can Be Calm, Relaxed, Trusting, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled, and also talks about meeting it with faith. But it's lots of good topics, but it's easy read book that has a lot of affirmation that you can use and you can use throughout your life. And I know those 2 words, divine order, has been a big help to me in the past. And that is all I have for tonight. I hope that you will continue to support this ministry in every way, especially during our anniversary. So please bring a widow with you. Like I said, we're going to have social distance. It's going to be in the gym where we can have that space. And we do require masks. Dress casual. We will have a speaker, but also we will have a workshop that Sheila and I will be going over some things that will trickle into our 20th year anniversary. And what else I need to say? It is September 17th, September 17th on a Saturday at 10 a.m. 10 a.m. So put that on your plate. Don't say that you got something to do then, because it's almost 30 days from now. You go ahead and fill that space in for the next chapter, Widow's Ministry talk show. I mean, not show, I'm sorry, talk show. Anniversary, 19-year anniversary. So please support us there and help us celebrate this wonderful occasion. And that is all I have for tonight. And tune in again next week, the same time. And ask God for divine order in your day, in your life, in everything that you do. Because he is right there. He will make your way straight. I mean, there's going to be some bump in the road sometimes. But that crooked road will become straight as you go along during the day. Write down about 6 different things that you need to do during the day. And then as you pray and ask God about, ask him to give you divine order. And you'll see how much things that you will get accomplished. Even in the store, if you're having problems going through, I need divine order so I can get up out of the store and do whatever else I need to do. But you must have faith in order to accomplish these divine order situations. If you don't have faith in it, it's not going to work. Faith, you got, must continue to have faith in God through it all. And that's all I have. And thank you again for tuning in to the next chapter of Widow's Ministry Talk Show. Be blessed and have a great evening, rest of the week, and just enjoy life, because life now is short. We don't know when are we going to leave this place. So enjoy life. Tell your kids, your family, or friends, or whoever, that you love them. And whenever you can see them, give them a hug. Because it might be the last time you have that opportunity. Good night. And be blessed. And also stay safe.
In this life, you will have trouble. You can't avoid it. You can't get around it, but you can live through it.
Life is filled with so many ups and downs. Have you ever been there? One day you're smiling, the next day you're fighting to hold back your tears, to hide how you feel. So tired of faking, like everything is okay when you know it's not right.
You can't get
no sleep at night.
And now
you may be asking, cause you never imagined, how could this be God? This cannot be God. I can only tell you what he told me.
He told me. This is what he told me. He said, James,
grow through it.
You will
get through it.
You can make it.
You can make it if you just pray through it. Don't let this be the end for you.
It's not the end. This is only temporary.
Live through it.
Hallelujah. It always hurts more when it's someone close to you.
Someone you love.
Yeah.
May have just let you down.
But don't worry.
It's not the end of the world.
You gotta understand.
God already knows. Everyone who will leave you, he's better this way. Don't let them stay.
They didn't deserve you.
You didn't see it coming. And now you feel broken. How could this be God?
This can't be God.
It cannot be God. I can only tell you what he told me.
God is saying,
live through it.
It's growing pains.
Grow through it.
Your family needs you to
get through it.
But here's the key.
You can make it if you just pray through it.
You gotta pray through
it. Don't let this be the end for you.
God only allowed it because
because he knew you could survive it. So,
come on. Even after a failure, yeah.